to four. Stepping up the big pets of nuts.
And welcome to Attraction Marketing and Then Some with your host, Paula Cass and Oro Cass on KDCL Media, the pride of internet radio for Deep Creek Lake, Garrett County, Maryland, and the world.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. It's a Tuesday night. It's 9 p.m. Eastern, and we're back on the air again. And I'm loving this so much that I believe here in another couple of shows, we're going to be able to announce our first two, possibly three-hour show. So stay tuned for that. But tonight, as Ms. Paula said, the subject is attraction marketing. And the reason we're doing this, we had some really good news in our ASEA family. We had a very good friend of mine that came on board and signed up. And he was so excited and about the bonus program that we're going to talk about here in a little while, sometime in the second half of the show. ASEA has launched a bonus program that is out of this world. I mean, these major companies that do network marketing, they just don't do what ASEA just did Saturday. And we'll talk about more about that here in a little bit. But first, back to John. And he's a good friend of mine. We've known each other since 2013. And he decided that his back was hurting bad enough that he wanted to try something new. And I sent him a sample bottle, and he tried it, and the rest is history. He signed up. He's part of the team. He's excited to be here. He's excited to help other people understand what the products are and to help them get started on the ASEA path. But tonight's subject is not ASEA. Tonight's subject is attraction marketing, right? I don't hear you.
Yeah, I know. Give me a minute to push
the
button.
Mute button. All these audio things we've been having go on. Don't fool with the mute button.
Well, you just had to give me a minute to get it turned off.
Okay.
Marketing has changed a good bit. It's kind of gotten a touch metaphysical.
Yeah.
It used to be, if you would have mentioned the law of attraction and marketing in the same sentence, you would have been laughed out of the room.
Well, sure.
But now it's the flavor of the month.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's bigger than just a month. Bigger than flavor of the month.
Well,
like flavor of the millennium, maybe so far. Because, yeah, let's go backwards a little bit and talk about what marketing used to be compared to what it is today and this whole thing called attraction marketing. Back in the day, when I first got on the internet, or we first got on the internet, there was a thing known as...
That was me.
Okay. Oh. Okay. I thought maybe it was somebody else I had a text into. But anyhow, back in the day, in 1991 and from that point forward, when we first started our network marketing career, you did it the old-fashioned way. You were first told to make your list of 100. Your list of 100 was everybody that you know and know of. The know of people are people like your postman, the guy that comes to check the electric meter, your mailman, so on, so on. People that you just know of in your day-to-day life. And your really warm market, of course, is family and friends. And you were told by these network marketing companies back in the day before the internet, you need to make up your list of 100. Sit and come up with 100 names of people you know or know of, or as close to 100 as you can get. So that was where you started when you started prospecting, was with that list. And the thing with prospecting is that people have the hardest thing to understand is the word no. Not only is it okay for you to hear that a lot when you're prospecting, but it's also good news. And the reason why is because when you hear no, it means that you're one more person closer to the next yes. That's the way we like to look at it. So that's, I didn't know it at the time. Okay. But back in the day, in the late 90s, we were involved with a company and we were doing some more network marketing. And I didn't realize that at the time I could have coined the phrase attraction marketing because of a little thing called America Online. America Online had chat rooms. They were the first company to come up with chat rooms after Windows was invented. And these chat rooms were pretty cool for their time, considering they were the first of their kind. You could do a lot of different things with them. You could invite people in. You could ban people. You could block people. You could turn people on and off in the room, put them on ignore.
Kick them out.
You could kick them out. Yeah, I mean, they had it set up pretty cool. And this was the beginning of social media, America Online's chat rooms, because you could go in and see a list of America Online's chat rooms, which were all just general subjects, all different types of subjects and so on. And then there was another list of members' chat rooms where you can go in and set up your own chat room. You can call it what you want. You can make it private if you want. You can leave it open to just certain people, or you could open it up to the public. And you go in the room, and you basically were a little king in your own little country, in your AOL room, because you were the law in the room. And this was really cool. I didn't realize at the time, but I was using these rooms to do network marketing.
Oh, yeah. Oral had all these little honeys in there.
Which today we call attraction marketing. Okay. So what is attraction marketing? Let me give you a definition from somebody who has a very good handle on it. This comes from our favorite little lead website called MLSP. I'll let Ms. Paula fill you in on what MLSP is in the chat room. If you're just listening, you're not in the chat room, guess you're not going to get to see what it is. But anyhow, what is it? Attraction marketing is simply to attract interested prospects to you who already want what you have to offer. How do you do that, you might ask? Well, you create content and add value to the marketplace that addresses your target market's biggest challenges and problems in the form of blog posts, videos, Facebook Lives, and Facebook groups and pages, and you do that with intriguing posts and comments. Attraction marketing. Back in the day of AOL, it was perfectly okay because we didn't, I'm trying to remember, I don't think we had hyperlinks yet. You actually had to type in the website and people had to look at it and type it in. I don't think there was hyperlinks yet when we was doing AOL.
Yeah, it didn't take them long to get that. It didn't take them long to get them.
That came along before 2000, I think. But in 96, 97, when I first started, you had to type in, if you wanted somebody to go to a web address, a www, what we called it, you had to type it in, and then they had to type it in their browser to go there. Nowadays, we have a thing called hyperlinks. You just type it in, and it turns into this little blue thing, and the other person can click on it and go there without having to type it out. So when this whole thing with the hyperlinks came about, it was really cool. We could pop that in there, and it would be the link for our page for the marketing of our products with the company we were with. And we were very blatant about it back then. We would say, hey, we're doing company X, and we have products Y and Z, and they do this and they do that, and you should really come and take a look at them. It's not attraction marketing. Okay? That is, in today's world, in today's marketing, that's what is called puking on your prospects. Puking on meaning you're puking out all the things that you have to offer, and it's the exact opposite of what you want to do to start a conversation if you're interested in getting somebody to take a look at what you have. Today, you need to be able to get on your Facebook Live, preferably daily. I mean, it's really good to do something where they get to see your face and hear your voice on a daily basis. They get used to hearing you. They get used to seeing you. And as far as your content goes, it can be something as simple as what you would put in a personal blog. You can, you know, sign on your Facebook Live and explain what you've done so far for the day. Explain anything except your business. The business doesn't need to be explained. It doesn't need to be advertised. And it has no place. The name of your company, the name of your products, or anything else has no place on your Facebook timeline, your Twitter timeline, or any other social media site. That is a big no-no. What works is attraction marketing. Attraction marketing, if you're a podcaster, I'm in the middle of some training right now with a group that we're involved with, MLSP, and a couple of others that I'm taking the training actually and learning how to do take a Facebook Live and a Periscope, you know, that you maybe do a Periscope for a little bit or something and put them together and create a podcast out of that. That is attraction marketing. You create content, you create things and information, educational stuff that people want to know. If you have a specialty, what are you good at? Are you good at typing? Do a typing podcast. Are you good at public speaking? And, you know, you'd say you've taken classes for it or whatever, do a public speaking podcast or a public speaking Facebook Live, anything like that. It helps.
Yeah, it does. It gives you good practice for talking to strangers. But when you're, you know, just looking at your camera, you don't think about all the people that are, you know, your audience out there, because you're you know, good with talking to your camera because you do FaceTime and Duo and all that stuff. So we're not as camera shy or media shy as we were, as some of us are, because we're getting into our Gray Panther years.
Yeah, well, just remember what it used to take to produce a video back in the late 90s.
Oh, yeah. It was.
And post it online. I mean, you were looking at, you probably were best off just paying somebody a couple $100 to do it for you, because it was a pretty fairly complicated process. Nowadays, I can do it, so that tells you how much uncomplicated it is.
Yeah, you can upload them on YouTube and everything.
Yeah, I can do it so well that I blew up the data plan.
Yeah.
That's how good I am at it. But, yeah, this it's a big change for us because we came from the old days of marketing before the internet. And I've even went to I've been in a position where, okay, we don't have anybody to talk to and we got these fantastic products. Where can we get somebody to talk to? And back in the day, you pop open the phone book, start dialing for dollars. Today, that's not a good idea because of the number of telemarketers, the number of scams coming across people's phones and so on. It's not really a good idea to cold call on the telephone. We have much better ways to generate leads today than doing that. There's lots of programs out there to choose from. There's probably thousands of people that have their own program you can pay for and go in and learn. We're part of a couple ourselves, MLSP, and another guy that you'll hear me mention quite often is a gentleman by the name of Ray Higdon. If you don't know who Ray Higdon is, look him up and definitely check him out and get involved. And we're going to put a link in, if Ms. Paula has it, I think, put a link in the chat room for our Ray Higdon link. So if you're interested in getting signed up and started with him. The one thing is, oh, wait a minute, that's right. We don't have a Ray Higdon link because he doesn't do affiliates. Yeah, that's right. Ray Higdon, just look him up and sign up and get his stuff. He's got hundreds and hundreds of hours of training on every subject that you can think of as far as marketing is concerned, whether it's in person with a business, you know, brick and mortar, internet marketing, social media marketing, the whole deal. It's all covered. He does it all. Matter of fact, on the 23rd, he has a 14-day challenge coming up where we're going to concentrate on lead generation. And I'm signed up for that. It's really cool. I think the discounted price, I think, is over. I think it's back to being $97 for the 14 days. But what goes along with that is a lot of information, a lot of education, and you come out of it with, I mean, just to give you an example, I was reading in the testimonial side of Ray's Facebook page, and one lady said that she attended her first one of these 14-day challenges, and this is probably the third or fourth one I think they're having, and she was at one of the first ones, and it created what she learned there. She was able to create something like 80 new prospects that joined her company, joined her business with her. And it created an income for almost into the six-figure range. And it all happened because of the Ray Higdon's 14-day challenge. So exciting stuff coming up. And we'll keep you tuned in as to how that goes. And if you're interested in getting signed up, we'll figure out a way to get a link in the chat room and also put it out on our Facebook pages and so on. So you can find everything information wise, KDCL Media. I mean, why don't you go over the list there, Miss Paula? Where all can they find us on the internet?
Well, the absolute easiest way to do it is to Bing or whatever your search engine is. I just put Orocast and it comes up. But we're on Facebook under KDCL Media. We each have our own personal Facebook accounts, Paula Cass and Orocast. We also have a whole bunch of groups. We have one for O&P's Finders Keepers. And we have Opportunity Knocking, which is our marketing page group. Let's see, we're at Orocast.com, OroExpeditions.com, and we're all over YouTube under OroExpeditions.com and KDCL Media, and then some again, Productions. You're muted. And we've been known to what?
We've occasionally been known to do Zoom meetings, which we're going to be doing that on a regular basis here pretty soon. something new coming up. I'm going to be talking about here shortly.
Right. And I think we're both on WordPress on Orocast Reflex, Paths I Walk. And I think that's all. You sure that's what that was? You're muted.
You get muted. Leroy, leave my mute button alone. Uh oh, he's going to fix it for me. Okay. Now we got that out of the way. Let's take a quick break here. We're going to jump back out of it and jump back in here just shortly. But for right now, let's listen to a little bit of Mumford and Timshel.
Cold is the water, it freezes your already cold mind, already cold, cold mind. Death is at your doorstep, and it will steal your innocence, but it will not steal your substance. But you are not alone in this, and you are not alone in this. As brothers we will stand and we'll hold your hand. Hold your hand. And you are the mother of your baby child, the one to whom you gave life. Your choices, and these are what make man great, his ladder to the stars. But you are not alone in this, and you are not alone in this. As brothers we will stand, then we'll hold your hand, hold your hand. But I will tell the night and whisper, lose your sight. But I can't.
You're listening to KDCL Media, the pride of internet radio for Deep Creek Lake, Garrett County, Maryland, and the entire world. And this is Traction Marketing and Then Some, brought to you by Miss Paula and myself, Orocast.
Well, we were talking a little bit earlier about how the marketing network marketing world made a little connection with the metaphysical world, because we talk about energy, and you know, we all know that when you meet somebody on the street and it's, hey, how are you? And they're really upbeat, and you know, they're talking about how things are going, and you get into their energy, and when you walk away from them, you feel good. Because their energy kind of rubbed off on you, and then you go, you know, and down the street, because they gave you a real lift too, just with their positive energy. So then we do the same thing and we apply it to marketing. And like you said, you don't just walk up and hit them in the face with what you're doing like a dead fish. You cultivate a relationship with them. And if you listen to people like Eric Worre, and he talks about how many times you actually make contact with somebody, and you might not get them on the first or the second or the 22nd or the 122nd time, but you cultivate a relationship with them, and someday then they look up and say, wow, I really need what he's been telling me all these years, because you kept sending them a little article or a little video, or you just called to say, hey, how you doing? Things are going good with me.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, is becoming friends, basically. And it doesn't have to be, best friends forever type of thing, but just a friendly friendship where
friendly
you get to know each other, you get to know a little bit about each other. And what's really cool is something that we're learning, and it's pretty easy to figure out. Social media makes it really easy to get to know people. Whenever you see that little thing that pops up whenever you first sign on Facebook, and it pops up and it says people you may know, take some time and go in on there and scroll through that if you don't. Because a lot of times, not only are there people on there that you really do already know, but you'll see strangers that maybe their picture or something about what little bit of information you can see catches your eye, and you can click on it. And this is the greatest part about association marketing and social media, is the fact that you can go out and basically troll people's profiles in a good way. When I use the word troll, I mean in a good way. You can troll out the information in people's profiles in order to start a conversation with them. And then, look, it's not a big deal when somebody sends me an instant message, a direct message, instant message, whatever you want to call it. It's on Messenger. And I get probably a half a dozen a day, and it's from people that I don't know. So the first thing I do is I click on their little name on the top of the instant messenger, and it takes me to their profile, and I quickly do a quick review of their profile and see if there's anything we have in common. If there is, then I start having a conversation with them. If there isn't, if it looks like, just some kind of a marketing site, or, somebody that's got their Facebook page full of their opportunity, whatever it is, then I'm usually not too interested. Why? Because I have the greatest opportunity in the world. And that's what everybody thinks about their opportunity if they have one. And it doesn't matter if it's a product or a service, or if it's, a lead generation source, or, there's a lot of different affiliate marketing type situations out there, and network marketing situations with a lot of different types of products. Ours happens to be not only the largest category, but also the toughest sell, which is health supplements. Can be really, there's a lot of pills, potions, lotions, and so on and so forth that claim everything, right up to and including that the moon's made out of blue cheese and their product's the best thing. So that's debatable. It's a matter of what company has the best product. Well, it's not a matter of best product. It's a matter of products that work for a large group of people. That's the best products. If you have a product, let's say that's non-toxic. Non-toxic means that nobody's can be allergic to it. It's completely non-toxic because the product, what's in the product, is inside of us. All of us. Okay. What happens if a product doesn't have any effects with any supplements or medications of any kind, that anybody can take this and not have to worry, but that it affects their diabetic medicine or their heart medicine or their anti-seizure medicine or any other type of medicine. This this stuff has no ill effects because of the ingredients. Okay. Now, there's hundreds of companies out there that have products that they can describe in the exact same way. Are they wrong? Probably not. They probably have a superior, what they think is a superior product. So it comes down to what's the best way to pick a network marketing company. Yeah, I'm going to get you to turn that mute button off one way or another.
Well, you have a great product, which that's what brings to me, that's what attracts me, is if it has a great product at a reasonable price. Because like a lot of people, we don't have a lot of that, what they call disposable income, you know, income that you don't have a bill to pay or something like that. So I like a good product at a good price.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect people to give it away because I realize things are worth what you pay for them. And if you're getting it for free, then I got to kind of wonder why I'm getting it for free. And then the next thing you need is a good marketing plan, one that you can actually make money with. You also need a good company.
We're very duplicatable.
Right, and you need
a marketing plan has to be duplicatable. You wouldn't believe some of the plans I've seen, and you start looking at it, and they're like, this is our compensation plan. And you look at it, and then you look some more, and you read some, and you study some, you get your calculator out, and you say, well, sorry, I can't make any heads or tails of it because it's just way too complicated. So you're right. A very easy to understand and very duplicatable compensation plan is key, because when you bring people in, a lot of people that are going to come into the group maybe don't have any marketing experience or very little, or maybe a whole bunch of the wrong kind. And it takes a certain type of marketing to do network marketing. It's an art form, I think.
But I mean, it's easy enough. You know, you say, okay, here's this really fantastic product. But you only have to sign up two people. And you think, okay, I can do that. And they sign up two people and they don't do anything else.
And then they quit, yeah. That's why you never say you only have to sign up two people. The real phrase there, and it comes from like the company we have right now is working with what's called a forced 2x2 matrix. And that's where that comes from, is two, there is that the somewhere along the line, somebody has to be teaching people how to get two people, and also teaching them that it doesn't end with two. Now, some people could possibly be satisfied with two. I don't know why, but it's possible. The fact is, the more people you put in, the more money you make in commissions. And with most companies, it only takes a couple of three people, and the products that you are paying money for end up becoming free because of something called PV, or personal volume, which is a point system they use.
Well, something else that I look for is I look at the company. I look at the people at the top. I look at the type of people they are. Now, that's not always an easy thing to do because, you know, they can stand up in front of a whole room full of people and bamboozle you with the best of it. You know, they bring out smoke and mirrors and, oh, it's so wonderful and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. But you have to look at where they came from and where they're going and, you know, how long have they been doing it? And you also have to look at their debt load. I mean, in this day and age, you cannot be ignorant about what you're doing. And there's too much information out there about people that you can't find out something about anybody.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean going to the nearest scam board to check it out, because that's not research.
Well, and with the scam boards, you know, it could be...
It's somebody's opinion.
Yeah, well...
Opinion boards is what they are.
Yeah, and there's three sides to every story. There's this side, that side, and the right side.
Right. Well, and the fact is, some scam boards, if the words network marketing or multi-level marketing are used, it's automatically a scam, which is completely ignorant.
Right, and now the like the people at the top of the company we're working with, the top the head has a long history in Fortune 500 companies, and maybe even Fortune 100 companies. He once ran Kraft Foods.
Yeah, Kraft Foods. That's,
you know,
that's big.
I'm sure nobody's ever heard of that little company, but.
Only if you don't like cheese and macaroni.
Right. And number two guy is his son, who also has a background in high finance.
Right. And that's your point is it takes – that's something that we also look at is the morals of the leadership.
And, well, you know, if you know, good people aren't running the company – and if they don't have a good business plan, and if they're not careful with their debt load, then the company's going to fail.
Right.
And that's where you get the thing about, well, the people at the top ran off to the Caribbean with the money.
Sometimes even that happens. Not as much today as it used to. That was something that happened a lot in the 90s, was – somebody would say, hey, I know how we can get a lot of money and then disappear with it. We can start a network marketing company. Well, back then they called it multi-level. Multi-level marketing company. We'll get this little crappy product. We'll get a couple hundred thousand people to pay a couple hundred dollars a piece, and then we'll disappear. And it happened a lot.
Oh, yeah.
In the 90s, it happened a lot. And a lot of people were left holding the bag because – and we were involved with one where we had to go back and explain to people that had paid us money and say, hey, it's gone. It disappeared. You know, what do you do? Some people feel obligated to pay people money back. Other people don't. You know, that's all personal choice. But it happens. Now, with this company, our company that we're working with, it's – already proven because they have a track record. It's over 10 years old. They're in 39 plus countries. We've been told that they're approaching a 200,000 mark on the distributor, number of distributors. And the products speak for themselves. Most people that try the products get instant or a feeling, different feeling. It could be a certain pain goes away or a certain feeling goes away or a certain good feeling happens, whatever. But a lot of people that start the product get some type of difference and can feel a difference and notice a difference within the first 24 hours, first couple of doses.
Depending on which product you use, if you use a topical or...
On topical, you're talking instant.
Yeah, you're talking just a minute or two at the most. But yeah, so you know, pull up your big boy and girl britches, do your homework,
right?
And then there's umpteen wonderful programs out there about attraction marketing. All the people that 5 years ago we were writing about the law of attraction are now writing about attraction marketing.
Yeah, and we can name our few that we work with. As Ms. Paula mentioned a little bit ago, a gentleman by the name of Eric Worre. He's one of the top network marketers on the planet. Him and his wife, and they do training. They have a website. It's called
GoPro Academy.
GoPro Academy. And I highly recommend it. And I'm not making any money for putting out these little bits. I just think of the man as outstanding and the information he has to share. Anybody that has any interest whatsoever in marketing should be listening to Eric Worre, for one. Ray Higdon is another one, H-I-G-D-O-N. Ray Higdon is big. I recommend him because he doesn't have an affiliate program. You're not going to make any money by signing people up with Ray. What he does have is very inexpensive training most of it's free, actually. And what he charges for is very inexpensive. He keeps it very cheap, so no matter what your budget, you can be involved. And he has this group of people, I think it numbers in hundreds or maybe even 200s of thousands, because he's been doing it for a long time. And rank makers is what it's called. If you're part of his group, you're a rank maker. And he does, this guy has got on and done a Facebook Live every day, 365 days a year, if I'm not mistaken, for 7 years. I believe that's the number, seven.
It's been a while.
Every single day, he has not missed one single day he's done a Facebook Live.
Yeah, well,
that is attraction marketing at its finest.
That's one of the big things that he touts is, you know, get your face out there, get your voice out there.
Right. And
you
he has a major subject to cover. He does training. He does motivational speaking. He does, you know, how to generate leads, how to generate a great frame of mind. And the best thing that I see with Ray, and it's the reason I got involved with him, is the group setting. The group setting this guy has is incredible. He has thousands of people that join him every morning on a live Facebook, including me. They last like 10 or 15 minutes, 20 minutes sometimes, and it's always great information. But what's really cool, there's never any products mentioned. There's never any companies mentioned. There's none of that. That's why I said what I said. Ray Higdon is the epitome of attraction marketing.
Well, he...
Or one of the epitomes that we know of.
Yeah, well, he learned at the knee of Jim Rohn. And I remember Jim Rohn had the group on AOL.
Right.
And always had great motivational stuff. We used to have a notebook
we
here.
We got a notebook right out there on the shelf that's packed clear full of Jim Rohn quotations.
And every
Rest
day...
In peace.
Yeah. Every day... Jim Rohn was sending out these motivational deals to the people in his group. And
you used the wrong word. You said send out.
Okay. So
he wants to do the news, but I told him we don't do news on this show.
So Ray just took it to the next step. He still puts out his motivational stuff, but instead of sending it out in written form, you know, he gets his face and his voice out there, and people go, hey, it's, you know, 9 o'clock and Ray Higdon's going to be doing his Facebook Live, and he always has really good stuff. So, you know, so people are.
Well, the thing of it is you don't have to worry about remembering. You get an email, you get a text message, and you get an instant message. All three.
Right.
From Ray. 5 minutes before he goes live every day. And it's incredible. I love technology more and more every day. The more people learn how to use it to keep people informed and keep people in a group and things, it's incredible.
I'm going to remind you that you said that the next time you get to yelling at your computer.
I'm yelling at my computer because it's old and needs buried in the backyard so we can go get some new ones. Coming soon to a desk near you.
But this is the way that Ray has built his business.
Yep. Well, and numerous people. We're just mentioning two or three out of a group of hundreds. I mean.
Well, we did another person that we follow, Pete Vargas.
Now, that was good. You're talking about the Rise Up community.
In April and May, he did the Rise Up Challenge.
Yeah.
And he had a whole plethora of speakers. Some of them
113, I think it was, altogether.
Yeah.
In 30 days.
And a lot of them are, you know, household names that you know.
Les Brown. The guy from the brain guy from public television, Eamon.
And well,
Dr. Eamon.
Damon from Shark Tank.
From Shark Tank was on there. He had a great deal. Yeah,
just to name a few, but one of the things they talk about is branding yourself. And You have to decide what your brand is going to be. How, I mean, just like celebrities and whatever, whoever, brand themselves.
Pete, we need to mention that it's not about marketing. It's not about leads and things. It's about stages. It's about teaching people how to open up and find the public speaker in theirself, and then take a subject that they're very familiar with or that they can learn to be familiar with and get on a stage and eventually start making money by speaking, which is what he teaches.
But if you stand them up side by side, Eric Worre and Pete Vargas, their systems are a lot alike.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because the biggest thing that everybody talks about in their system is tell your story.
Yeah.
What
tell
is
about
your
story?
You know, short, sweet, to the point. You know, I did X because of A, and I found B, and, you know, I had a back pain. I found this great product, and, you know, now I don't have the back pain anymore.
Without going in that far, you're talking about going into, as far as talking about a product and pain and stuff, even before that, it goes back to what I was talking about earlier in the show about getting on a Facebook profile and learning where's the person from, what's some of their likes, you know, maybe dislikes. Scroll down their timeline and look and see what kind of posts do they do. Are they the kind of person that you would go have a coffee with?
If they
are, that's a good name to put on a possible prospect list and send an instant message. Type in an instant message. Hey, how you doing in all these crazy times out here? I know we don't know each other, but I just wanted to check in with you because you're associated with somebody that I know, so on and so forth, whatever. And you just break the ice by using instant messenger or text. If you know a phone number, you can do the same thing with text. But you break the ice with a, hey, how you doing conversation. That's the beginning of what can end up being a very great sales type relationship. End up being, not starting out. Starting out, it's a friendship. It's an acquaintance. It's, I like this and you like that too. What do you think about that? I like these books. You like the same books. I like this music. You like the same music. What do you think? And you go back and forth. And you might go back and forth for a couple days, a couple weeks, maybe a couple years. It could be that the person that we're talking about here on the other end never, ever is interested in what your products and your company is. And that's okay, too, because you made a great friend in the process.
Well, when you tell your story, you're introducing yourself to that person. You're telling them something about you. And when you tell somebody, when you share information about yourself, that encourages other people to share information about yourself. It's all psychology.
Right. Okay. Now, if you want to put it into comparison, and this is one that I came up with on my own, okay? This ain't something I heard or read. This is just me getting ready for my stage someday. Let's compare what we're talking about here. The difference between what sometimes happens when somebody gets involved with a company and they love the products and they jump on the Facebook page or their Twitter page or whatever, and they get overexcited and they start telling everybody exactly what it is, exactly what it does, so on and so forth. That's the bad way. The good way that replaces that is attraction marketing, which is what we've been covering for the whole hour here. Okay. Now let's compare that to, I lost it.
Well, when you
it's something you said, I wanted to compare it. Go ahead and talk.
Well, when you overshare, people get turned off because it becomes all about you, and a lot of people, they appreciate a conversation that's about them.
Right.
It's like speed dating.
That's what I was just going to say. Okay, now you got me back on track. Let's compare this, not speed dating, but just dating. Let's compare that to the type of marketing we're talking about and the differences, okay? On one hand, you got the person that, what we said before, pukes out his company and his products on everybody that is within 10 feet, okay? Wrong way. Right way, attraction marketing, okay? when you get in a relationship, whenever you, let's say you're going to date somebody, okay, the first date is the same thing as your first contact with somebody on social media. And we're not, and that possibly could even be somebody that you know, somebody that you used to be friends with, and maybe you're not in contact with them. You know, the only category of people we're not talking about here are people that you know, that you talk to all the time. That is what you call your very warm market. And those people are very approachable too, but it's a little bit different approach because you're already great friends. We're talking about people that are either total strangers or acquaintances online. And the approach is the same. You get to know each other through association marketing, through association. You learn about each other. If the other person doesn't participate, that's a quick no. You just saved yourself a lot of time and didn't even have to bring up your product or your company because they didn't want to be friends. And that's cool too. There's millions of people on social media. So as they used to say in dating, plenty of fish in the sea. Strike out on one, go find you another one. Okay? That's another comparison to dating. But when you go on that first date, you don't pull out the engagement ring. Well, maybe once in a while somebody does, but it's not a great idea. Okay? That's the same comparison as puking up your company and your products to everybody within 10 feet. Pulling out an engagement ring on the first date.
And we know with where we speak about when you walk up to somebody and just spew
everything.
That's
exactly what we did. I'll be the first to admit it. I did it. I've done it on and off for years. And there was a few times it was actually successful. I will admit it's not 100% wrong, but it doesn't work often enough to pursue it.
Yes, we have years of experience with it not working.
And trust me, if somebody by the name of Dave would have showed up a few years earlier and we would have learned this whole traction marketing a few years earlier, we'd already be in the seven-figure range very easily. That's how quick this works. That's how quick network marketing can work, okay? Whenever you get involved in network marketing, we talked about it at the beginning of the show, the levels that you can achieve within the company. Our company's compensation plan, even though it's fairly large, it's very easy to understand and very easy to explain to other people because of the way they break it down into three different sections. And each section has to do with how much money you want to make. Do you want to be the kind of person that makes enough money to pay for your product? That's cool. That's the lowest level. Do you want to be a person that makes enough money to have, say, quite a bit of money left at the end of the month after the bills are paid, some recreational money? That's the second level. Do you want to be entrepreneurial and be where you don't have a ceiling on how much money you have? Let's say you want to be filthy rich. That's the third level. And all network marketing companies have this basic leveling system within their compensation plan. If it's a good company, you're going to be able to see how you can make it to being a millionaire and pretty much be able to tell the amount of time in the ballpark of how long it's going to take you to do it. That's the beauty of a great compensation plan.
Yes, it is. And like we were saying earlier, the simpler the better, because if it gets too complicated, then even the people that made it up don't understand it.
Yeah, she's laughing, but Weaver was actually involved with somebody that couldn't explain their own compensation plan one time. So
it happens. It was great products.
It's like, how do you say we make money again? And I don't know. The check just shows up every month.
And the products are actually still out there. They're still selling the products, but they don't have the compensation anymore. They're not network marketing.
We have two
companies
like that right now. One, we have the products, and the other one, I really want to get some more products. It was a really cool product called Rice Train, made from the hulls of rice. And it turns out the hulls of rice, if you do just the right thing to them, become superfood called Ricotrine. And this stuff, you want to talk about first dose, Cal, what did just happen to me? That was the stuff. and it's still available, I believe, with a company called Integris, which that starts with an E, if I remember right. I thought it was E-N.
Unless they changed it, it was I-N.
Integris, yeah. that was really cool because we moved from Texas in 97, and we found out about this company about a week before we had to move. And we were trying to put together the money to get involved because we wanted to get involved at a certain level where we could get a nice amount of products, simply because we were moving from Texas, which was the headquarters of this company, and moving cross country back here in the East. And we wanted to be able to bring a bunch of products with us. It turns out the very day we left Texas with the U-Haul full of all of our stuff was the kickoff day for the very first day that this company introduced their stuff, and they had this big convention in one of the big hotels over in North Dallas.
Probably the only people that ever went to a launch party with a U-Haul and a trailer.
Launch party, that's what I was trying to come up with. Yeah, launch party. We show up at the launch party with the U-Haul trailer. We go in, and here's people in their tuxedos and their long dresses and everything, and here we are in blue jeans and T-shirts and all sweaty from packing the U-Haul.
It was Texas. There was people dressed all kinds of ways.
Oh, yeah, people dressed all ways. And it was really cool because we knew one of the founders. We were my brother's company had actually worked with one of the founders, and we got to know him pretty much on a friendly basis. And it was that's how we found out about the company, actually, and was able to be there for the kickoff, for the launch party that they had. And then when it was done, said, hey, and packed it up, and get ready with, she's sitting over here waiting in the corner. That was the way it ended, and we, you know, went out and got in the U-Haul and drove back east here with a brand new company and a brand new product in tow. And as they say, the rest is history. Looks like we're running out of time here. It's been another great Tuesday night show. Yep, the tractor's started. Leroy starts the tractor. So, folks, been great. Thursday night, 9 p.m. We will return. See you then.
Good night, everybody.
Below a bed of stars, no sign of trucks or cars, just you and I over the sea. When the tide came in, you had to find high ground to save me. That seems to be just what you do. I can only hope with all my heart that maybe, if you're gonna move along, you're always gonna wanna take me too. Ooh, don't matter if we're rich or poor, you know we've both been there before. And I'd follow you around the world till the end of time. A twin bed in a cheap hotel, the big city never did us well. Busted TV and a broken chair. Holding hands down the avenue, watching all the silly things that people do. We stroll along without a care. When the rain came down, you threw your coat on the ground to save me. Oh, that seems to be just what you do. I can only hope with all my heart that maybe, baby, if you're gonna move along, you're always gonna wanna take me too. Don't matter if we're rich or poor, you know we've both been there before. And I'd follow you around the world till the end of time. Don't matter if we're rich or poor.